This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Shmuel said the following statement, that an later Aros could be made for the Nedarim that were fit to be annulled by an earlier Aros. Shmuel learned it from the Pasuk, Vim Hayoi Siya Le'ish Undareha Aleha Nedarim Shahayu Aleha Kfar. So we quoted a brisa that supports Shmuel, that a later aras has rights over the nadarim of an earlier aras. The brisa lists two cases. Case number one is a nara hamurasa. It starts off by making a blanket statement. Nara hamurasa, the father and the husband could annul her nadarim. How? If the father heard and he annulled it. The husband did not have a chance to hear until he died. And then she did Erisin on that day. Even 100 times, the father and the husband could annul the Nadarim. By the way, off the bat, this seems to be inconsistent with what we learned earlier. Adaf Samach Tesamad Aleph. Because according to Beis Hillel, Miklish Kalish, we are... when one of them is made for a neder, it weakens it, it doesn't split it in half, and it can transfer. So then why in this case do we say that if the father was made for her nedarim, the first husband, and the first husband died before he had a chance to hear it, so the halacha is... a later husband could be made for. Why would that be? Wouldn't Beis Hillel said it doesn't transfer to a father? So because it's too insignificant to transfer, so why does it go to another Aras? The Ran asked that question here, and the Ran's going to say it doesn't transfer to another Aras. It remains in the domain of Arusness. It's not called a transfer. There's the domain of father, there's the domain of Aras. So if the Aras dies, yes, the father is Miklash Kalish, but it doesn't have to transfer to the second Aras. It remains in the domain of Aras. So now the Aras in tandem with the father could be made for it. So even Beis Hillel agrees to this, okay? And the Ran says this is different than what we learned on Daf Samach Tes. Then we brought another case. And by the way, that proves Shmuel's din, that we see a later Aras could inherit an earlier Aras. Now we have a second case. In this second case, we have
Why doesn't the death break it up? How does it continue one how does that stay there?
It's not called Nisroikna. Nisroikna is when it transfers to a different Rishus. The Aras control is not, it's just a different Aras, but it's the same Rishus. Hopefully we'll see in the Ran. The next case is, if the husband heard, and the husband annulled it, and the father didn't have a chance to hear until the husband died, so the father never heard, and now the husband died, so the father could be made for his the chelek of the husband. This is a case of Nisroikna, because the husband is dying. So it's getting transferred to the father. So in that case, Rav Nosson says, the din that the father could be made for is according to Beis Shammai, who megas gayas, okay? That the husband was made for his entire half. So now all the father has to do is do his chelek. Avol Beis Hillel Oimrim Ein Yochel L'Hafer, because the husband is Miklash Kalish, and now that can transfer to the father. So the Gemara says, "B'mai pligi." What exactly is this machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel over here? Beis Shammai savri. Beis Shammai holds nedarim nami sharoi la'aros nisroikna rishus la'av. Beis Shammai holds that nedarim that are ro'oi for the arus. Okay, this is a case where the husband didn't hear it. I'm sorry. The husband heard it, he annulled it, and then the husband died. So Beis Shammai holds nedarim that were roi for the arus empty out unto the domain of the father, umegis gayas, and the arus cuts away half. Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel says aviha ubala achroin mefirin nedareha. Beis Hillel says no. The father and then the later husband are made for her nedarim. But not the father alone, v'loy megis gayas, because the husband does not cut away the nedarim. The husband is miklat kolish, and then that mound cannot transfer. Let us see the Holy Ran. The Ran says, going back to Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Aval Beis Hillel Oymrim Ein Yachal Hafer Av B'Loy Aras Achroin V'Amrina B'Mai Kom Eflagi Beis Shammai Savri Ben Adarim Nami Shenirul La Aras Nisroik Nereshus La'av. Beis Shammai holds Nadarim that were fit for the Aras empties out to the father. Mishum Hachi therefore Kivan Del Gabe Hai Neder Aras Achroin Keman Del Asadami. Since regarding this Neder, the final aros is like he's not there. We'll see why. Ukedim afarish b'samach av matzi mefer. Deloy tema, don't say nehi da aros achron kamanda lasadami. Don't say it's true. The final aros is like he's not there. Miu ki nisroikna rishus da aros risha en la'av. Davka ben adarim shaloi niru la'aros. Don't say that's only in adarim that were not fit for the aros. Aval niru la'i. Delesa, it's not true. Even if they were fit for the aras, namely, the case was Shama Balav Heferlav Loi Hisbuk Av Lishmaya. It was fit for the aras. Nisroikna Rishusa Av Misham Hachi Nihida Hacha Nirula Aras Rishain. Therefore, it's true that over here it was fit for the first aros. And his hafara is like it's not here. The mechay say batlala, because when he dies, it's batal. Nevertheless, afilu hachi kiven the aros achrin, since the last aros legabe high nidra kamanda lasadami. So let's try to explain, why is it like the final aros is not here? Why is that the case? Why is it like he's not here? Umegas gayas, says the Ran. I don't understand what the Rishonim said about this. Amai matzi mefer av l'chudei. Lebei Shamrei, da Amar Megas Gaius Femi Beiso, da Amri Miklish Kolosh. Voi da Afil Amrit Megas Gaius Mikomaka Mechimaisile Baal. Don't we say when the husband dies, Tavre Legazize? His cutting breaks the Hatani Bebraisil El Shama Aviha. We learned in Bryce earlier, if the father hears Vehefrala, and he annuls it, Vle Hispik Habal Lishmayan, the husband didn't have a chance to hear. Ad shemeis ha'av, until the father dies, zuhu shashaninu, meis ha'av lo nisroikna rishus labal. So don't we say the rishus doesn't go to the husband? Vim isa de hafara de av kide kaima kaima, if the annulment of the father stands, then amai lo matzi mefer bal, why can't the husband annul it la'achar misas av? Meaning, if we're going to say over here, the annulment of a husband stands, like we're saying that we don't need the Baal HaAchroin because the annulment of the first husband stands, then why can't mean, we say earlier, if the father heard annulled it and then the husband didn't have a chance to do anything and the father died, it doesn't empty out to the husband. But if we're saying that the hafara of a father stands, which so then if the annulment of a husband of a father stands, why am I loy motzi mefer balach misas av? Why can't the husband annul it after the death of the father? Because it's true that the rishus of the father doesn't empty out. Afilu hachi av gayis delay. The father cut his ubal gayis didei. In other words, don't we say earlier that if the father did hafara and then he died, the baal can't do hafara loy nisroikna? What do you mean? Why don't we say megas gayis? And now the husband should be able to do it. Why does it work one way and not the other? Why is it that in the world of a Shammai, in the case where the father annulled it, why in the case, excuse me, where the husband annulled it and then he died, the father could annul it? So we're saying Megas Gaia's Nisroikna, Nisroikna la'av, right? Why are we saying in the world of Beis Shammai that when the husband annuls it and the husband dies, the father could annul it because the husband's cut off his half? So why don't we say it the other way? That when the father annuls it and he dies, the husband could annul it. Why do we only do it one way? Elamai yislach l'meimar, then he the Megai is the Megas guys. In other words, what the Ran is asking is, why is it when the father annuls it and then he dies, it doesn't go to the Arus, and yet when the Arus annuls it over here and he dies, it does go to the father? Venerally, according to Beishami, he holds it's cut. Since when the husband slices it and annuls it, if delay palge denidra lagamri, half of it is cut off completely. Hari maisa shaloi nigmar, his act is complete. V'istalikle aris lagamri, the aris is out of the picture. And now when he dies, the father could annul. And he dechimayis oros batla for delay. It's true that his afara is batal miu mikivin destalikle oros mehacha, since he's removed v'sulay chazi, hay nidra l'oros klal, and this nether is not fit for the oros at all. Kam le'av, the father assumes the state of the one to annul it b'lay oros. V'pashtinel el. We learned earlier, the chalhecha deleka aras. If there is no aras, av mefer, the makish koid me avay shnil koid me avay rishayna. So when we get the aras out of the picture, the father could take over. But when we get the father out of the picture, the aras can take over. Avo bahi dele el, the shama avia vahafer la. Afilu amrit del mandar megas guys, the stalik leav, even if the father's out of the picture. Afilu hachi kimeis, bala faradila. His hafar is gone. Now all you're left with is an arus, and an arus does not assume the position of the father. Mefer. Hainu tamel de Beishamay, the Amri de Av Matzi Mefer Hacha Beloy Arus Acher. And that's why Beishamay holds that the father could be Mefer without the final arus. Ubeis Hillel Savri, no, Avio Balo Acher Nefina Dara. Why? De Ena Av Yachal Hafer Levadoi. The father can't do it alone, because the aris is not out of the picture. Mishum delav megas gayas, because he didn't cut it in half. Dichsha hafer bal, because when the husband annuls it, lo yishtakel palga dinidra. When the husband annuls it, Tichshahafer bal, when the husband annuls it, lo yishtakel palga dinidra. He didn't take away half. Ela kula nidra hu deiklus. He only weakened the whole thing. Vekiliushasa lav meisa gamarhu. And his weakening it is not a complete act. Mishamachi loy chayel klal. It doesn't work at all. Ad dimitzarfle klishus deidach until the father's little bit joins with him. But when the husband dies, it's gone. Hilka calls manchalei hafer av. So long as the father didn't know, lo yistagle aras mehai nidra. Mishamachi zochi be aras achrayin. Fine, that's the sugya. Again, I also spoke out the idea, and a very important question is that why is it in case number one, if Beis Hillel holds Miklash Kalash, why do we say Shama Aviha v'hafer la v'lehispe ad shemes v'nesarseba b'yoyim Aviha u'bala achir mefir nidareha? But we said earlier that when the husband dies, it can't, according to Beis Hillel, it can't transfer to the father. So how does it transfer to an Aras Achrayin? And the answer to that is, it's not transferring to an Aras Achrayin. It's merely the Aras Achrayin taking over the Rishus of the Aras. Okay, the Gemara continues. Ibailahu. They had a shaila in the yeshiva. Gerushin, kishtika damya, oika kama damya. Let's say a guy. Here's his arusa make a neder. And instead of. And then he says, really? You're making another? And he divorces her. Is that tantamount to silence? Or is it tantamount to being make him the nether? So you say, what's the nafgamina? Either way, isn't the nether on? It's not annulled. Lamai nafgamina, kugon shen nadra, let's say she made a nether, v'shama ba, the husband heard it, v'gershen, he divorced her. V'ahadra b'yoymen, he took her back that day. So the question is, could he be made for it now? I'amar mar kishtika damya, if the master said, it's like silence. Matzi meifela, he could annul it. V'yamar marika kama damya. If it's like being makim it, loy matzi meifela, he can't annul it. Says the Ran. Iboiluhu, gerishin kishtika damya, oika kama damya. Mishum, dekiman diyada aras delabasar gerishin loy matzi meifer. Do we say, well, the Aras knows that after he divorces her, he can annul it? V'lo hei for kadim gershin, he didn't annul it before. Command ukmel nidre dami. Do we say it's like he established it? Ki hechi damrinan. Just like we say, the mechiloi hafer biyom shmua, that if he didn't annul it on the day he heard it, command ukmel dami. It's like he established it. Kagoin denodra v'shama bala v'gersha. For example, let's say he made a neder and the husband heard it and he divorced her. Hay bala de ka'amri arus davkahu. Now this shiloh over here that the husband heard and divorced her, is it only an arus or even if he did nesuin? The Ran says only an arus. Di b'nesua, then even if you're going to say afil tim tzolem de gershin kishtika damyan, even if you're going to say that gerushin is like silence, then if he divorced her and took her back, he can no longer be mefer. Hechi matzi mefer. Ibik kisha chazar v'nisseis. Even if you're going to say it's like silence, he will not be able to. In other words, what's the case? When we say kagoin denadra v'shama bala v'gersha, it has to be an aras. If it's a nesua, even if it's like silence, he can't annul it. Because even if he did nesuin again, the bal cannot be made for earlier nedarim. V'ida hadri be'erusin b'chud. And if he just did erusin, wait a second. Kivin de aras eino made for ela b'shutfus. An aras can only. Another iman of shach. If he did nisuin, the halach is a A nisuin, a man who does nisuin cannot be made for earlier nadarim. Elamai, he only did erusin. An arus can only be made for beshutfas. And if he was previously fully married to her, the father's out of the picture, so there's no more partnership. Even if you would say it just like silence, he would not be able to annul it. But it must be we're talking about a arusa. And he took her back that day. That's why it picked that day. If he took her back the next day, so it's no longer biyom shamay. Even though at the end of day one, it's not in the rishus of the husband, still he can't be mefer on the next day. I mean, the Ran is saying that if a man hears a neder, is silent, divorces the wife, then and he takes her back, he can't be mefer the next day, even though it's not his fault almost that it's not his fault that he wasn't mefer on the first day because he wasn't married to her. Vahadre. The Ran says this case that he took her back on that day, it's not only he took her back, even if someone else took her back. Let's say Arus heard his wife make a neder and he was silent and he divorced her. Is that hakama? Then the halacha would be even another guy who did erusin could not be made for it. Lav davka hu, it's not only if he took her back, do it in acher. It picked a typical case that he took her back. But even if someone else would have taken her back, it would have been the exact same shaila. Okay, that's Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we did that. And we still have to do some Iyun on Daf Ayin. We'll figure out when we're going to do that. Have a good night, everyone. Please join us tonight. 8:30, amazing shiur, mystical transformation of the throne of glory. Have a good night, Kotov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.